What is up, Bang Gang? Corey Vincent here, and you know what time it is. Video game bang time. We are back with the Wednesday show with a loaded cast. We have some amazing people on the show today. Aaron Carter is here. Larissa returns for her second time on the show, and everybody's favorite, Steven Gutierrez. A lot of this show, we're going to be breaking in the new girl. We got to show her the ropes here at VGB. We do things a very specific way, so we're, of course, going to be playing Whatcha Playin', and we're going to talk about the latest gaming news coming straight out of Games Developer Con. We're talking about cross-platforming, Steam machines, all that kind of good stuff, and she is a hardcore PC gamer, so we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but part of that is because she's very short. Boom! You can't have your little smart little comebacks when I record this stuff when you're not in the room. That is Podcasting 101. Suckas! As always, tweet us at Video Game Bang, Facebook us, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang, twitch.tv/VideoGame_Bang. And we're going to promote one more thing, people. One more thing. It's very important. We're going to talk about it during the show. Patreon.com/VideoGameBang. We're actually going crowdfunding. If you want to know why, listen to the show. We'll explain it. Until then, enjoy this week's Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't know, get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Bang, bang, bang. What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And what I'm reacting to is Obamacare.
What?
What is it? Is it legal? Should we have it? Is the website working yet? That's like the stuff we're talking about on the show today.
So 2 years old. What? All that is like in a row, like blind and everything. It's good. It's done. Like you just...
In the words of Frozen, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
We're talking about net neutrality, people. We're talking about pornos.
Yes, pornos. When my wife goes to the grocery store, that means I have 15 minutes. That's what that means. That was hilarious.
She shops for 15 minutes. That's not...
Yep.
That's all the time.
That's unheard of.
It's where's the laptop? Let's get this going.
The internet is all about pornos. And how fast you can get to the pornos. Okay, we're going to be having fun today, people. We're having fun. I should say the show is brought to you by NerdReactor.com.
You said that already.
What are you reacting to? I know, but I don't feel like we give him enough love recently. So we're giving him some extra shout-out love. You heard his voice. You know him. You love him. If we were Girl Scout cookies, he'd be Samoas. Aaron Carter.
I'll accept that.
What the hell flavor are those? Everybody?
It's the coconut and caramel.
Oh,
but because
okay.
of Obama, everybody gets a trophy. We had to change the name of it.
Put those bad boys in the freezer for a good little
while. I've never had these ones. If you guys are selling Girl Scout cookies, I'll take them. Send them to me, please.
Wow. Her address is.
I know. Yeah.
Right here.
On the bottom of the screen where they can't see. Is that what that is?
He is back.
Okay, donate money so I can buy
you don't cut me off, all right? Okay, we have a new person on the show, people, so we're going to have to...
Might as well introduce now.
No,
just do it.
No, we have to pay your dues on this show.
Send money, we want cookies.
She's still talking about cookies.
Yeah.
Donate to Patreon.
They're so good.
The cookies.
He would be the Thin Mints, Steven Gutierrez.
Thank you.
I don't know about
that. First
time
I've ever been called thin.
No.
Or black.
Or black. Well, I can't be thin and black? I can't be the Snoop Dogg of cookies?
No, you can't.
He said mint,
not
black. First
of all, black. Yeah,
because I heard thin mint, not thin black.
Snoop definitely doesn't smell like mints. I tell you that right there. Pine cones, maybe.
Pine cones. And skunk's asshole.
I'm running out of cookies.
The peanut butter ones.
Whatever. She would be the peanut butter ones.
That's, no.
What? Shortbread? Yeah, it'd be shortbread because she's like 4 foot.
Oh, she'd be not shortbread.
There's no Asian cookies.
Shut up, you racist.
Shortbread.
Yeah.
Short stack. Because she's also
a fortune cookie.
She should be a fortune cookie. We'll get into her race, size, physical features, all that throughout the course of the show. She's back. You may have seen her face on our last weekend stream.
They weren't looking at her face.
I don't think so. And we'll talk about that too. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff.
I was fully dressed.
half of the show.
Yeah, but men have x-ray vision.
Because when I left the room,
it's called an imagination.
The followers shot through the roof. I don't know whether it was because I left or because...
It's because I became Corey.
Little of both.
I think that's what happened. Left.
And then you guys started talking about wrestling, like, oh my God, and I Corey's dropped hot. Off.
New Corey's better than old Corey. I was in the chat room.
Yeah, people were saying
it was,
like...
It was intense.
Because I came back and I was reading the chat and then they're like, Aaron is obviously tagging Corey. I was like, what? Why would they think
well,
we're
that
gay?
Part's true, but not about her.
Wow.
It's your guys'... Awful.
Her name is Larissa.
Chocolate Vanilla Swirl.
Larissa, welcome back to the show. Did you have fun last time you were here?
I did. I had a lot of fun. And then you guys were talking about wrestling, and I totally, like, dropped off completely.
You're not into wrestling, huh?
No, well, not at all.
You just killed the fantasy for a lot of guys.
The only wrestling that I've watched recently would be the South Park episode.
They took her jeans.
Yep, that's it.
Larissa
peanut butter
joins
patties.
Us.
Sorry.
I'm not a... What?
Peanut butter patties.
Peanut butter patties is what those peanut butter ones are called.
She would be peanut butter patties.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I would probably say she'd be more of the rah-rah raisins.
I'm, of course, your host, rah-rah raisins. And we have a lot to get to, so...
Is that a boob joke?
Oh, wow. Good one, Steven. Steven's on his game today.
I'm making sure.
Jolie was just... picking a random one. I could have went with Savannah Smiles.
Now, I know the...
That sounds like a porn name.
That's my new porn name on my
Savannah
show.
Smiles. Savannah Smiles.
The weekday show is
not with her mouth.
Twice as popular as the weekend show, as everybody's far familiar with.
Not really.
We far eclipsed the ratings for the weekend show, so I know a lot of you guys listening
to
this
have seen
don't
the numbers.
Listen. Aaron doesn't
and,
look at the numbers.
I'm going to have to say they're up there, sir.
Is that, yeah. Is that why Larissa's on this week?
That's why. The views are dropping, so we need Larissa to...
A woman's voice is in this episode.
That's exactly...
Stay tuned.
She sounds so hot.
Oh, please do the whole show like that. I would love it.
She can be a brother Shishu Kambu.
Oh, that's terrible.
The weekend show is on Twitch TV. If you're not following us on Twitch, go there. twitch.tv/videogame_bang. And I know we were promoting some big things for this weekend. It got postponed a little bit, so we'll update everyone on that. But we're doing giveaways on there. We have a girl now. And what else, Aaron?
You sound like we have her hostage.
Yeah,
a girl in the cage,
chained
you
up,
let her
like,
out once in a while.
Black Snake Moan.
This is his basement. I am.
Awesome movie, by the way, if you haven't seen Black Snake.
I've only seen half of it.
Did you see at least?
Blink once if you're in trouble.
Bangs the little 13-year-old boy.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Black Snake Moan?
Aaron's future.
I was going to say that.
I'll chain a white woman up.
He's going to have that bald in the top of the head.
How dare you? I am not going bald.
There you have it. He's not going bald.
Exactly.
Anyway.
This is not a wig.
So
that's terrible.
It's a cap.
The weekend show is a great time to interact with the crew. We have a how have you been running? What's the method to your madness? Because I know if you listen to the audio version, we always get cut off.
Well, usually I have some type of strategy with show notes, but then I promptly throw those out the window and then just let the...
So here's a script.
The leash.
Now it's gone.
Because everybody has ADD or something in our group, so the first person that comes in the room and says, boobs! And then we start talking about boobs for like...
Yeah. It's like... but see, I enjoy it. Like, there's...
you enjoy
have you ever seen? Have you ever seen... well, you probably haven't. Some director, so... Christina,
oh, wow, are you going to say, like, a black movie or something?
No.
Tyler
Perry.
Vince
Vaughn. He's an actor, right?
Yeah, of course.
He doesn't use scripts.
You use the term actor pretty loosely.
Improv?
Because, he kind of improvs everything.
Okay. You can put him as an actor.
And then there's the chick that was in, what was the Pink Lawyer movie?
The Pink Lawyer?
With Reese Witherspoon?
Reese Witherspoon. She is by the
book. I don't even want to hear it, okay? It's not because I'm a female that I know.
No.
Yes,
you're on it,
is
what I was going to say. Not,
yes, he said Pink Lawyer, and she's like obsessed with the color pink. So, I did see that
Larissa
movie
is
once back in the day.
A movie trivia buff. So,
I'm not at all.
So, but she's like by the book with scripts, though. Like, she can't. So when they work together, which they only, I think, did once, they hated it. Because, like, off the script for one... You know, that's not your line.
Before,
you know.
Oh, yeah. She probably freaked out, got thrown off,
exactly.
And couldn't think of anything
to say. But Vince Vaughn, I like him because, like, that's natural. So, like, when you get on the show, if we kind of deviate from the script a little, you know, I'll try to keep it and wrangle it somewhere online.
And by script, he means, like, random bullet points.
Yeah.
Yes, Aaron, we know. The bullet points you came with after you were on a Skype call with Larissa for 90 minutes. You rubbed it in.
53
minutes, to be exact.
A legend.
The audio recording of that will come out later.
That's awful.
I was waiting all day for like show notes. Like, when are you going to make show notes? He doesn't do it till the last minute. So I'm like, how are we supposed to know what we're doing?
Welcome to my world.
So I have
we have a lot to explain to Larissa.
A job.
I don't even know I'm on the show until I get a text message. Up.
Yeah.
4:30, Corey's? Question mark.
We needed this organization. We need organization in this show.
We needed structure from a woman.
Yeah. I heard there was some dissension in
chaos.
The group, though, whenever, because I do the art for each show. If you guys ever wonder who makes that amazing artwork.
Hand-painted.
Microsoft art.
PNGs. Googled PNGs everywhere. That
yeah,
just
pretty much.
Placed on them, yeah.
But there's people upset that you got your own Fallout figure.
I did?
Yeah. She doesn't even know about it.
Nope.
What?
Wow.
Didn't even know.
Yeah, we have Aaron and I.
Wait,
have
can we say who's mad?
Pull it up right now. Let me see this.
I will pull it out right now. There it is. And I even went through the time to painting its hair to match with the blue and the thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like to go full service.
Got some great New York boobs.
Cute. Very cute. Who's the Android guy?
That is the Nerd Reactor.
Who's the Android guy? Yeah. Copyright infringement now. Android's listening. Wait a minute.
Video game Son of a bitch. Cannot confirm nor deny whether or not the Nerd Reactor Nerdzilla looks anything.
I'm going to go ahead and call him Gizmo.
I happen to think it looks nothing like the Android.
It looks like little Android Reptar.
Yeah. Reptar.
God, Reptar. That's a good one.
Yeah, there was some dissension in the ranks, but you know what? Larissa is a welcome part of this group, and we're going to have to explain things, like the silence part. If you guys listen to the theme song, which I'm sure you do, we just go silent during that. We listen to it. That's when we game plan, internally start thinking of what we're going to talk about. I think, what do you think about during that section, Aaron?
Who's on my Facebook?
Really?
I mean, I'm kind of just
what a waste
browsing.
Of space.
Actually,
I you didn't have Facebook on your phone, you liar.
Just said it was preloaded whenever I got it. Still looking.
So Aaron recently upgraded from an old brick.
First
phone
of all,
he has a Zach Morris phone.
First of all,
to a new century.
Let's get this straight. My old phone. Whenever I researched before getting that old phone, I saw that it was just like one notch below whatever the current Galaxy was that was 2 years
ten
ago.
Years ago.
Dude, 2 years ago, mind
10
you.
That
ago.
Phone was like when touchscreen first came out.
Whenever.
That's what that phone was. Okay.
The brand was Nokia.
And to his credit, I know where Aaron's going with this. Like, we would always compare phones. We'd pull them out and I'd be like, yeah, yours sucks. But then
mine's bigger.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's what we do. We touch them together.
No, we don't.
Sword fight.
So, I'm pretty sure we touch them at least once.
Explain what you're about to explain.
He would say his big argument was always, oh, I could drop this thing off scaffolding and it's fine. I could drop it off this right on its face. And, oh, yeah,
see,
my phone's so
in a
bad
bowl of cereal.
Yep.
And then he pulls it out the other day, and it's cracked all down the middle, like all his fingers bloody for still trying to use it. It's
terrible.
And I guess it fell from your pocket?
Yeah, it fell from my pocket when I was working.
You have a hole in your pocket?
Well,
is that like for quick masturbation?
Things have to go in the pocket, so
like hands.
Hence they come out.
He can
right.
Wow, you guys
jerk off
that,
undercover.
So no, I was taking my sweater off, and then it just slid out of the only hole in my pocket. Everybody,
and it
good
survived
Lord.
10 foot drops, and this was the straw
it's
that broke
the
camel's
it.
Back. Huh?
Yeah.
And then fast forward to me and Aaron at the bank, which we'll talk about the Patreon and stuff. Me and Aaron got it. We're opening a joint account. It's very romantic. It's the next step in our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Not when they say
more
you
than
can.
Just touching tips.
We were talking about his next phone, and I was like, "Oh, so what are you going to get?" And I pulled out mine. He's like, "No, that's way too big. I'm just going to get the smallest phone I can
and
get."
And he gets one like the exact same size.
So
bigger.
Now, listeners, listen. You're going to have to wait.
Oh, because
I saw it coming up.
And right when he's going to talk, Larissa has no idea what's going on. It's perfectly fine. This is called What You Playing. It happens randomly throughout the show. We never know what's going to strike. It's totally random, Aaron.
It's totally random.
It always cuts us off right in the middle of our conversation.
We can time it next time.
It is America's favorite game show where we go through round robin, talk about what we've been playing. I've been keeping score ever since we started the show, so you've got a lot of ground to cover. But we'll start with Steven this week, and we'll get to you so you see how the game is played, because it's very complicated. Steven, what you been playing?
See, I played Limbo, actually, on the Xbox One.
Really?
Yeah, they sent me a code and gave it to me for free. I don't know why. I didn't read the message. Just took the code and ran with it.
Thank you. I don't care who you are.
Like,
I'll use
take
you.
It. So, yeah, I was playing that for a little bit. That game is just creepy. It's creepy.
That's the one where it's all shadows. You yeah. see, like, his eyes.
You're trying to save
and
his
then
sister.
Spiders, and I hate spiders. And it's just, it's creepy. And so I was playing that. And then I've been playing, I just got into it, Trivia Crack.
Oh, okay. So yeah. That's where the challenge came from.
Not to be confused by Reglet Crack.
this one makes you
it's
think.
It's a mobile app. It makes you think.
And doesn't keep you up. Well, or, well maybe
yeah,
it
I was
going to
say, the other one makes you think. Usually it's just outlandish shit.
Yeah,
it's not like, that I have any. I've never done
I don't
crack.
Think sure. that anything that goes on in your brain when you're on the real crack
this
constitutes
is your brain.
Thinking.
This is your brain on crack. Aaron Carter, we're going to move on to you. Steven, have you, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Are no,
you
no, you're good. Good. You're good. All right, Trivia
so
Crack, down
let me
down.
Do the points for Steven. Okay.
You don't get paid to say that. You don't have to
Steven,
say
you're
it.
Very close to being in the top of this game.
Okay,
and on so our very last episode, we will announce the winner.
We keep points for this?
Yeah.
Oh, I played a little bit of Plague
How does
Inc.
that
too.
Work?
Still stuck on fungus.
It'd take a whole show to describe my point method.
So yeah. you're rating. He's doing points. How do we know this is even a legit... point calculating system.
You know what? This is why she's on the show.
When has
to
my...
To debunk everything that you do. That's what
when
it
has
is.
My ethics ever been into question on the show, Aaron?
Episode 1, 2... What are we on?
Till now.
Ouch. All right. Well, that's minus points
X-Men
for
draft.
Aaron, Larissa, and Steven. He was kind of neutral in that exchange show.
Well, Larissa gives 10 points back to everybody, except
It wasn't
Corey.
10 points.
I think I'll take those points because they're worth more.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, it's by a lady.
All right.
She's a lady.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
What's this song Coming to America?
She's your queen to be.
Need, yeah. more, need more subscribers for Aaron to sing a full song.
Yes.
Ooh, will
yeah.
you do that? Will
yeah.
you sing
he
She's
has,
Our
he
Queen
He has a
to
wonderful
be
voice.
If we get to 500 subscribers.
He's the next
will
Barry.
Will you sing Jimmy Crack
that's,
Corn?
That's inevitable.
Jimmy Crack Corn. Makes...
Would you sing Jimmy Crack Corn
as
Neil
Diamond?
Terrible.
Aaron Carter, what you been playing, sir?
Smite.
Really? Have
crazy,
you actually been playing Smite?
Crazy amount of more Smite because Bologna is... Before they nerf her, I have to get my kills up.
Get all up in
yeah, like, I'm using her left and right. She's really good, like...
Are you Platinum 6?
So, no, I was just talking with Jerry today because we haven't actually played the ranked. And I was like, I think I'm going to start getting into more ranked play. And see
this
how
is where
far,
it all goes downhill.
And see how far I can get. And you'll see, everybody will listen in the news a little later. There's some stories that kind of, you know, will kind of push why I'm doing that.
Are you going to stream these ranked matches?
I think I will. I think I'll stream my journey in ranked. Like, you know, there's other people that want to get their rank higher first and then show, like, how skilled they are. I want to see...
He started as a bronze.
I want to build
in
up.
A world. He quickly yeah. moved to
right.
silver.
We'll That's see it. How it just is. Might.
Just might. Yeah, because I have to learn different lanes. Because I can't just be.
He
you
needs
know,
to learn
yeah.
lanes.
If I too slow and go you know middle and they're like oh I already picked mid so then I get like well I got to be something else then
yeah. yeah.
All right, we're going to move on. Do you think you have enough basis to... Or
yeah.
I could go first.
No, I...
Because I know it's
whatever.
It's really hard.
She's like that.
Yeah, that was super hard.
Yeah,
I didn't that. Comprehend anything that just went on.
See, I was afraid of this.
Fucking out of my mind right now.
Shit. All right, Larissa, we'll just wing it. Go ahead.
Okay, so...
But no, I didn't say what you've been playing.
Oh, my God.
Larissa, what
so
you
do
been...
I lose points
Larissa,
for that?
You cut me off again. You have got the worst start of what you play in history, but wipe the board. She's new. Larissa, what have you been playing?
Monster Hunter.
That was
4.
A trick. I said, what have you been playing? It's what you
oh.
playing.
Oh.
Currently, oh nothing God. Since I'm talking to you, but.
There it is.
Ouch. You were gaining a lot of fans.
1 point.
I have a feeling you're going to be a favorite really soon. So, what you playing?
Okay, so Monster Hunter 4, the Ultimate, came out for the 3DS. I currently play that before Betty Bye.
What's the big appeal to Monster Hunter?
It's, I don't even know. I don't. It's the co-op. You can do a lot of co-op. It's RPG style kind of game, but it's, dude, I don't even know. I couldn't
it's
even tell
co-op.
You. It's just
it's the co-op.
You, yeah, no, but you have to play it because I prefer to play it alone. Unless I can find somebody really good to play with me, because I mean, I don't want to carry. Because
you marry
know what
them
I mean?
And steal their gold.
Yeah,
yeah, wow. something like that. Steal all the items from.
I've always
Mission
wanted to play
Complete.
One, but I've never had a platform with it on it.
We got a lot of people that reach out to us wanting things. They'll be like, hey, can I get a code for this? Or if you can get a code, snag me a code. And usually I have to be like, you know, we're trying to, you know, if we do, I well, it would, you know. But I got more requests for Monster Hunter than any game.
Hmm.
Then you give them a request. donate to Patreon.
One of them is a Patreon. One of them is a Patreon faithful.
Get them.
And I'll send you my Monster Hunter after I'm done.
Ooh. I would love to. I would love to start giving away stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, we will.
That's the dream.
Before I go into what I've been playing,
I have a lot of cool collection shit at my house. Like, I have a Batarang and stuff from the collector's edition of Batman.
Stuff that you'd give away? You'd part with?
The Batarang.
Goes to air.
I mean, I have, like, I have Pokemon Monopoly. I have all kinds of posters and stuff.
Mind you, you might get a call at, like, 3 in the night. Why didn't this work? It didn't stop crying.
There's just a dead cat in my front of the Batarang.
Where's Rachel?
Okay.
What are you playing?
Aaron, thank you for asking.
Oh, I was still talking to Larissa. I thought she had more.
Oh, yeah.
Plus points for you,
Let's see. Aside from that, Pokemon here and there, only because a friend texted me the other night and said that his buddy needed a couple Pokemon, and I am the original Team Rocket.
That seems like a drug habit. Like,
yeah, you don't need to give justification. Give me 2 hours. Like, I'm playing Pokemon, but it's only because a friend asked me to do it for them. No, it's cool.
No, I'm talking about the friend who came to the drug dealer because they needed Pokemon over here.
Can you give me a Meowth?
She's a Poke Pusher.
Nah, I was, Team Rocket.
Before I go,
I got that
we've alluded to Patreon a little bit, and I guess we should address it on this show. Aaron and I have finally decided to go to the crowdsourcing world. We should let you know it wasn't an easy decision, and it is...
It's easy for me.
I'll take your money.
Straight up.
It was very easy for Aaron, harder for me, because, I don't know, I've always wanted to be that self-made guy.
Yeah.
You know, when the show gets to its peak, I'm going to be like, I don't know nobody nothing.
You got to think about it, though. I like those self-made guys. But then when you look how many there are, you're like, oh, man, there's like 100 of them. Then you can do it. There's 1 billion people on this planet. So, no, not everyone can do it. That's less than 1%. That's less than a fraction of 1%
and you know what?
Of the people on the planet.
It makes you so humble that people helped you get to where you are. You'll give back to them.
Yeah, that's 100% that's true.
You'll be closer to your fan base.
Like, that's 100%. Literally, it's like... Like I said, I want to start giving out stuff, too. Like, I like giving away prizes and stuff like that. Like, remember when we did the bang bags and people took the pictures and stuff like that?
Yeah, that was awesome.
It felt awesome to do that.
Like, is that like a bag full of
just a whole bunch of bangable
dirty
stuff?
Why didn't we do that for, like,
dirty toys.
Aaron used this. Like, he didn't. It's just lotion. and tartar
sauce. We sent a fan of ours chlamydia once. And apparently they were, like, really young and had to ask me on Twitter, what's chlamydia?
Oh my gosh.
Stuffed animal.
It's a skin knee when you've been in the game as long as I have.
But like when I went to FedEx.
That's terrible.
Someone
just went from like a 9 to a
terrible.
I don't even want to sit on this couch.
When I went to FedEx to ship it off, it was like an exciting moment. Like, oh, these people are gonna get some.
Did it feel like you were taking your son to college? You're sending him away?
No. It just felt
like
people
little Billy.
Terrible.
Make daddy proud.
Don't get shot.
Wow, what is higher learning? Nobody saw Higher Learning in here.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
What'd you say?
Where's my black freaking people in here?
No, I didn't even hear what you said.
Higher Learning?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, where he gets shot at
the school?
Oh my God.
That was the joke.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that. Wow, you almost broke his phone.
Broke the new phone.
But
done.
Regardless.
There's a bunch of jagged rocks where he sits, too.
Patreon, we haven't officially launched. Well, I guess this is kind of officially.
Yeah,
it's we have a video.
We have a video working on, yeah. If I can get some damn time.
Yeah, we'll upload that pretty soon. It kind of explains exactly why, what the money will go to. Mm-hmm. Basically, the summary is, Aaron and I have done this show for two hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Literally
2 hours. 2 hours.
No, 2 hours every week for the last 2 years, at the very least. And it's all come out of our own pocket. And we're kind of getting more opportunities in the Sacramento area, partnering with local businesses that want to use us in different ways. But
gross.
They want to use
totally
and abuse
nasty.
Us. But we can't afford it.
Yeah, we need money for condoms.
We need money for condoms.
Yeah, you can. It's
terrible.
Yeah, you can.
So we're coming to you guys in an act of, what do you call that?
I don't know. Just
begging?
Not begging.
We're already like near $100 a month, which is fantastic.
When we blow up, they blow up.
We set very specific goals with the money, and right now the first milestone we're trying to get to is to not lose money anymore. Because
haven't we kind of reached that?
We're almost there, but we got the things like the travel expenses coming up. Because honestly, we got E3 coming up in June, and there's a possibility we wouldn't be able to go if we can't come up with external funds, just because it's expensive to get to LA. We need the stay, all that kind of stuff, and that's where...
We don't need you hookering yourself up
or anything. Is that what she's volunteering to do?
Well, if you pay $10,000, yeah. You too.
But enough about the Patreon. If you want to go get more information, hit us up on Twitter at Video Game Bang. I'd love to tell you anything that you want to know. And then if you actually just want to donate, a few people have in the show, we have some amazing donors.
Even a dollar.
Adam Ruiz is a donor.
Goes a long way.
Let's see. Stephen Hillier,
Adam
a donor.
Adam C.
Jeez,
you can't forget him.
Eric Akiyama. These are all listeners who've kind of jumped ahead of the gun and already are donating.
Didn't even think twice.
So thankful. And we're offering a bunch of pledge incentives. I will write you your own personal theme song, perform it, record it, and send it to you.
And show you his boobs?
I would probably show my boobs for about $200 a month, because I ain't no basic bitch. But if you pledge up to $100 a month, like the highest one is $100 a month, you will actually get to be on the show as a panelist through Skype. We'll play Bitch You Guessed It. We'll go through what you're playing, all of the staples that have made the show awesome. You go through the news with us. And maybe even a celebrity interview if you time it right. But let's move forward to what you're playing. I will finish this. Sorry, guys, for the long diversion.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing Candy Crush. All right, let's move on.
All right, minus 50 points.
You don't get to do that.
I just did.
You don't get to do that.
Bang.
That just happened. And she added a bang, so it's official.
Damn.
Wow. So.
That was the stamp.
Yep.
Who's showing her the bylaws of the show? How did...
I'm just guessing. It's all in my brain here.
She went from being the most noobish on the show to being...
Veteran?
I never called her a noob. Like,
you've called her a lot of things.
She's been intertwined with, you know, talking with us for years.
And since this is the podcast version, you guys are probably
like a 6-year hiatus.
We were just talking about.
I didn't take a hiatus. You took a hiatus.
I didn't.
I remember times when I actually texted you and never got a text back. And
no,
I was like, I wonder if that's still his number. And I would call Carlos and be like, is that his number?
No.
Yeah.
Way.
First of all,
maybe
your resource
has more
was
game
Carlos.
Thank you. Yeah. So you may have got the wrong information.
Adam wouldn't respond.
Adam went black for a long time, too. Yeah. Not. Racially, everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
He went Dirty Dark Zero. What is it called?
Zero Dark Thirty.
It's all the same.
We have an interesting conversation before the show started about rating women.
And men.
And
I didn't
men.
Know.
And men.
I said it's a flip. It's the same scale.
And there are some interesting theorems being thrown around.
Let's not exclude the ladies.
So what's your rules when you're rating?
So my personal, and this is just my personal rule, I'd never give anybody a 10.
Never.
I think the only person I'll probably ever give it a 10 is like my future wife or something like that. I gotta give her a 10.
What?
Yes.
Because
that's
he put
a terrible
a ring on
standard
it.
Because
no,
what
not.
If she's actually a 4 to everybody else?
That's
but
not
she's
to
a
me,
10 to him.
To me. Thank you. That's exactly. Because my... Everybody's
so
going to be different.
Will you trick yourself into
thinking
she's a
10? No. I won't trick myself.
Or will you really be like,
this is the girl,
married to a 4?
This is the girl.
The 10 is the one that...
She's the,
gonna,
one,
yeah,
she's
the one,
basically. Yeah.
You're beautiful. Your titties hang
you're
to
calling,
your knees, but that's okay.
Yes.
If that's
you
what
call,
he's into.
You would call your wife a 10, correct?
Oh, an 11.
All right. See, bam.
Yes,
so thank
12.
You. So, yeah, there's no way you can.
The scale does not go high
refute
enough.
That.
I
but,
would call her 11, too.
But
wait,
if I don't 11? Know this girl and I'm judging pure from across the room, I see her, boom.
I
the
think.
Highest she's going to get is right below that 10.
Right below that 10? A 9?
9.9 maybe?
Wow.
9.9?
Maybe?
Okay. And that's a tough, that's a hard thing for Aaron Carter to be across the room and be like, you're a 9.9. You've got to look crazy. Like, I've got to take a drink and then it'd fall out of my mouth because I got like Novocaine or something. And like, I don't think I've ever really like, you know, physically seen that type of, you know,
that beauty.
Girl.
Have
Larissa
you,
brought-
you've never seen a 9?
No, I've seen 9s. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I've seen 9s. Like, okay. Flat out 9.0, yeah. That girl that was in GameStop a long time ago, that she was...
The mom?
No. She was a girl, and I remember she was looking at games. She's like, oh, do you have Mortal Kombat? And I was like, oh, yeah. And she was like, well, I kind of like Armageddon more than this one, because of this. And she was like naming off features, and then she's like, what about this game, Devil May Cry, and all that type. And I was like, so... will you have my children here right now? On this? And then she's like,
I will take you.
And then she was like, can I get a job application?
Only
and I was
if like, name him Shao Kahn.
I was like, yeah, you can get a job application. And then she said, oh, you have to be at least 18 to work here, don't you? And I said, I'm done. Thank you. I was like, how old are you? She's like, 15. Like,
clunk, oh, clunk.
All right, then. So,
all right, good day. Good
see
day.
You in 20 years.
Like, that's a
because that's
way.
How far I'm going to jail, apparently. But no, no, no. There's
life.
Okay, whatever. You're beautiful women. Let's throw that out. You're
and
beautiful.
Larissa had an
there's
interesting
only men
theory.
In the chat room.
But I'm saying, because I don't want to offend anybody. You
what
know,
was, like, Larissa, oh, what was your scale? How did it work?
Okay, so
I'm
we
fascinated
were,
by the female scale.
I had a question about what his five would be. What did you say your five
so
was?
So a five is acceptable to show your friends.
Okay.
And to bring her around, you know, in public type of thing.
Okay.
If she's a four below, then you're kind of like...
hiding her.
And she's like, hey, let's go to the movies. And you're like, hey, can we go to the matinee, the midnight?
The one nobody else will be at.
Exactly, yeah.
And then we're going to go to
let's Folsom. Just, you know what? Let's yeah. just get a red box. Let's
exactly.
just get a red box.
Let's chill. Like, let's why do we got to go box. Anywhere? Can't we just in the house? So that's what the four is, you know. And you know who you are out there.
That's but, awful. That is awful.
But a five is like, hey, Corey, have you, you know, you seen my girl, Christy? You know, boom. And then to
and
you,
Aaron's
to you,
to me, would I'd be like, oh, you mean that too?
Yeah, you could be like, hey, yeah. that's a two. But
you're
in
talking
my
about
eyes,
the one behind the rhino?
You, in my eyes, that's a five. You know, hey.
Aaron does charity work.
Boom. That's a five. Hey, I don't care what you say. It's a five to me because I introduced you to her.
Interesting.
That's what it is.
So if you're with Aaron Carter and he introduces you around,
you know his girl's at least a five.
You
know
you're at least a five.
Sorry. Right. Sorry, Aaron. She's probably listening right now. You never met
Larissa had a different take on the scale, though. Your like, scale you was and? From... Well, what did you say was bangable?
Okay, so five is fuckable.
Okay, so anything below that you wouldn't touch.
Anything like... So like a 2.5 would be I do charity work. So, you know? And that 2.5 range would be I would never introduce you to any
and
of
that's
my
a,
friends.
That's a
nor
girl
would
scale?
I even...
That's a girl scale.
So how many drinks
it's
does
my
it
scale.
Take?
I don't know if my scales can be said for all girls.
All right, we're going to break, and we will boost be back with much more of this discussion, plus video game news, much, much more to come. Stick around after the break. It's Video Game Bang.
She said fuckable.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's a me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hi, this is Yaya Han, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Birch, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grandpré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, hier ist Boris Seicho bei Video Game Bang und ich bin der Komponist von Sunset Overdrive, das jetzt auf Xbox One erhältlich ist.
What are you talking about?
You don't even know.
I know.
Bro, you don't know my Halo skills.
I know a Halo, or Call of Halo, the
yeah.
latest one.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly
yeah.
what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Which makes it better.
Hasn't been, making huge splashes.
No, I'm still gonna day one it though.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I don't day one anything anymore.
I day one Halos.
You know why I don't day one anything?
And they just screwed me over with the Master Chief Collection because that was a horrible.
Let me
what
stop
you
right
there.
Because I was about to say, did
you
bring enough for class?
One? Oh my god!
Did you bring enough
you
for
have
class?
Another one. You don't pull out the Withers
she
originals.
She's the most inconsistent cast member we've ever had.
Yes.
In moments she's brilliant, and then she starts opening candy.
Toss it.
And it's the loudest candy ever.
You guys can hear it?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, we can hear it.
And yes, I do want one.
Withers
are... Withers are...
I don't know. You got minus 50 points for that comment.
Oh, wow. Make him earn it.
I'll give you 20 back.
Wow. She's not a hooker.
You still have more points than Aaron has ever gotten.
Welcome to the Withers Hour. That's what it
brought
is.
To you
by
all
Withers.
Eating candy. This is terrible radio practice, but... we're back.
You put it under your tongue.
It's not what you think.
Put it under your tongue when everyone to talk. We're going to get to the news.
Yeah,
it's
disgusting.
All right, we got...
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
What's the news?
Yeah, kind of live, because this will post tomorrow. The news, everybody. Xbox Live and ID at Xbox are coming to Windows 10. First up, Redmond is bringing the Xbox Live SDK to Windows 10. It's part of the Universal Apps push. that the outfit's been making with its new operating system, and will give game developers of any size access to a vast majority of Xbox Live services. It wouldn't be the first time Microsoft has done something like this, but let's hope it doesn't turn into another mistake like Games for Windows Live was. Did this come out of that big conference that happened where they announced the
Game Developers Conference?
The Battletoads thing came out too?
Game Developers Conference?
Shut up, Aaron. Say it one
game
more time.
Game Developers Conference.
During the commercial break, do they hear what we're talking about?
No.
Because that would be hilarious. You guys missed out on a whole bunch.
We're not supposed to tell them that.
I'm sorry.
Now they're going to be like, what the hell did I miss out on?
What happened?
My gosh. Yeah.
Let's just say there was a dolphin in the room.
And there was twerking involved.
And twerking. Twerking dolphin. Hashtag twerking
GDC, dolphin. I remember, like, GDC is supposed to be for game developers to talk about game development. Yeah. That's usually, but now it's kind of this whole, I'm going to show you game stuff. Yeah. So I remember Shigeru Miyamoto did a conference years ago where he went out there and he talked about how he likes to design games and stuff like that. And people were pissed off. Like, why didn't you show a Zelda? Why didn't you? He was like, I'm here to do what this event is for.
Oh, sorry.
And they were upset. So now people come out and show video games and new tech. And
show us your games. Yeah. What do you take from all this, Aaron? Is Xbox trying to strike back?
I put this story. What?
Excuse me. Did you choke on that candy?
No.
Okay.
I just feel like they're trying to make up for all the money they lost.
All right. Could be. But I put this story in there simply because it rolls into the other stories. And I'm thinking integration between PC and console is about to start.
God, I hope so.
About to start big time here.
Let's see. Microsoft says they want to allow any developer to engage with the Xbox Live community. We've reached out for clarification on exactly what that translates to. Now we have word that the ID at Xbox program is expanding to Windows 10 as well, meaning the amount of indie developers on that platform, most likely mobile, should see an uptick in the future. From this point on, all Xbox accessories will be compatible with Windows 10, the wireless adapter coming to Xbox One controller later this year. In case you thought Microsoft's dedication was melding to its console with the PC via game DVR, looks like that's just the tip of the iceberg. So
I really think to preempt the things like Steam Box, they're like, well, you can already...
Xbox One pretty much just a computer anyway.
I mean, it's fine with me as long as, you know, it's bringing us close.
A low-end computer.
It's bringing us close together as console and PC gamers.
Are you a master racer? Is that what's going on here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow.
And see, I'm trying to get her and the console people to do a little of that action.
Coincide.
You want them to have sex
with each other? I feel like console is, you know, your grade school, and then PC is like your college after.
In what way?
Just the fact that all the stuff you can't do on consoles drives me up the wall.
Like what?
I think consoles, though.
So, okay.
Name 12.
But this is the thing, though. So, go ahead.
Elder Scrolls, right?
Okay.
You couldn't do any modding for a long time. A lot of the stuff that is available on PC, you cannot do on console at all. And you're just set inside this little box. But on PC, I mean, they give you full access to their entire game. Here you go, make what you want. Here's all these mods, and you can put it on the community and everybody else can use it kind of thing. You know, that's huge.
So mods is one thing. We've discussed that.
Better analogy.
Give us some other things.
Better analogy. Right here. Your wife is watching football, right?
No, Aaron, no more analogies.
No, you're
football analogies.
The difference between the console and the PC people literally is just if you're getting a console, you're getting a console to play games. That's what you got it for. I know there's all this other stuff, media and all that other stuff that's on there now.
Netflix.
Yeah, it's now your console is now your
your
DVR.
Entertainment. Yeah, like it's more than that now. But what it was and the root of everything in the beginning was I take a game, I put it in, I play. Not I take a game, I install it,
and
do all this other stuff, right? So now it's slowly getting that way because when you put in games now on the Xbox One and the PS4, you have to install it and stuff, right? So it's just like, you know, it's moving towards the PC. There's going to be some type of middle, you know, missing link that's going to bridge the gap. And that's what I thought, you know, this Microsoft coming out and saying, hey, you know, we want people developing on Windows 10 because it'll be all, you know, all it's going through everything, our phones, our tablets, Xbox One, you know, it can integrate with all this different stuff. So it's literally trying to bridge the gap between those PC players and those console players. And then, like I said, the next story that you see on there,
spoilers,
it's one more reason why I think that they're trying to bring those people over.
Because they finally realize PC is a master race.
But see, and this is the thing. I still don't believe that PC gamers outnumber console gamers.
Because it's cheaper to just buy a console once and have it for like 6 years until the next one comes out. But with PC, I mean, you're going to want to upgrade that every year to every other year.
And ain't nobody got time for that.
Or money.
At least not you broke asses.
We've been fronting the money on this show for 2 years.
I'm sorry, the console player, like, I swear, I don't want to have to worry about, will this game run on my computer? With a console.
Which is currently the thing with him.
Yeah, because
which, like, when reviews are coming up, Aaron has to go look
I have to
specs.
Think about
it's,
that.
It's,
yeah.
Buy the stick game for $5.
Is it going to run?
Is it going to run on my computer?
I
sure as hell hope.
But if we had a console and it was like, hey, the new so-and-so is coming out. Well, okay, I can get that because it will run. I have everything that I need for it to run. When PC, I think, locks that down, which it will never because they're always making faster PCs, you know, processors, graphics cards. So it will never.
You're just saying all the tech words he knows at this point.
Basically, GPUs, it will CPUs, never
hacking
ever
mainframes,
Samsung
stuff.
So then
Skynet.
Yeah.
So then you're just left with, like, they're always going to have that console for your, you know, average Joe.
Aaron alluded to the next story. Motiga's MOBA Gigantic will have cross-play between PC and Xbox One. Oh,
so
I see what you're saying.
MOBAs, a very large, you know, genre in the PC world,
mm-hmm.
With the esports, you know, just huge tournaments all over the place. MOBAs are going into their kind of, 2.0 or 2.5 season.
Yeah, they're evolving.
Yeah, so now we're getting this whole new type of MOBAs coming out where...
With the Thunderstone.
Yes, with the Thunderstone.
Wow.
So what better way? So what better way to get that mass of people that are into MOBAs to, you know, into your console, which doesn't really have MOBAs.
So they're giving us a dummy practice on console gamers.
See, there's
wow.
There's
shots fired. Damn, she is not holding punches.
They have put these new MOBAs to where they're more. They're not like your League of Legends, where I have to hit last on a minion or something like that. They made them more accessible for console
dummy practice,
players.
Like she said.
Mm-hmm. How is it dummy practice if that's the game?
They're dumbing down the game.
I can see if they...
It's like a level playing field.
It's a different
It's a different type of game, yeah. So would you say that...
We did a whole show on it.
I don't remember this.
So like Smite is dummy down then?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, you're retarded.
That's extremely stupid.
Let's see. Motiga has provided more information on the new partnership with Microsoft. The studio says that players will be able to use an account system to use their purchases and continue progress on both platforms. Additionally, while crossplay is available, it isn't a requirement. Players can choose not to opt in if they would prefer to restrict their teammates and opponents to the same platform. That's a good choice.
See?
Motiga says that the versions will be the same, except in places where it makes sense to diverge them. For instance, with regards to controls, controllers are supported on both platforms. PC users may also decide to play with mouse and keyboard, which won't be available
the right way
on the Xbox One.
You don't know this type of MOBA. It's a third person behind the back type
of MOBA.
So this
is like Smite?
Don't give me that.
What's the thing?
Yeah, it's like Smite. Well, it's not like Smite. They have their own like rules and stuff like that. But
the
camera.
I did find with Smite on mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, but I can hang with a mouse and keyboard person with my controller. No problem. Now, if it was the same thing for like League, it'd be a different story because
there's
you need
no way
that
you can play League with
because
no.
you need
no
that
way.
Click oh that tactic.
Maybe that remember that That's stupid Steam controller they're pitching for a little while.
Have you seen
little,
the
have you seen the
final...
latest one?
No, is there a new one?
That abomination of gaming is
really?
Terrible. Jesus. That looks like Frankenstein's controller.
Yeah,
did you
like,
see,
they,
did you see Steam announce their virtual reality too?
No, that's Steven Dumber.
By HTC, they're stepping into the
just stop it.
Another challenger approaches.
Just stop
it
until we get the holodeck from Star Trek.
Wow.
Dude.
Thank you.
let's see. Steam Machines arriving this November. Alongside Valve Source 2 announcement, there was an extra tidbit of news that Steam Machines should be hitting shelves in November. In an excerpt from Valve's press release, detailed Source 2 and Steam Link, It is revealed that Steam machines from an assortment of partners will be coming out before the end of the year.
Now, Larissa, have you heard of the Steam machine? I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah, I think I have. But so, I probably put it somewhere back in my brain.
So it basically is just the Steam network.
Console.
Basically.
Yeah.
And oh, okay, get you, yeah, yeah.
It is still upgradable, but yeah, it's running on its own operating system.
Yeah, like a Steam OS type of thing, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Some will dual boot, I believe, with Windows.
Yeah.
But, like, I, for the longest, am trying to figure out who is this marketed towards.
PC?
No. Because you have a PC. Are you going to go out and buy a Steam machine?
No.
Thank you.
It's probably for the people who have consoles but don't have access to all the shit that we have access to on our PC.
Who knows about that, though? Console players don't.
I know, because so, you're inside of a little box.
So then who is this marketed towards?
Most of the PC master exactly racers that I heard talking about it were the ones that were really just wanting to use it to stream their main console or their main PC to another TV.
So they're using it as a leeway between. That's
essentially,
the dumbest. That's the most waste of money because it's going to be lowest price. What?
And the Xbox 400. The Xbox can do that now.
So remember then it literally is. I have a PC, like a hardcore PC player that I work with, and he asked me about the Steam box. And he's like, "Have you heard of this thing?" He's like, "I don't even understand why it exists." And I was like, "I have Steam on my computer already. Why do I need another box to do the exact same thing my computer does already?" I'm like, "I don't know who it's for. I really don't know who this is for."
Oh, my buddies come over. We don't have an extra computer here. Use this.
It's got to be something like that.
It's like that old crappy laptop and you pull out of your closet.
It's not price either because they're still wicked expensive.
The one that's back if you got, yeah, I was gonna say, if you got, yeah, if you got throwaway money like that, then
Alienware's making their like $800 Steam box. Or whatever.
It makes no sense. Yeah. I really want to know what they're marketing. I want to see the first commercials for these things and see who they. If they get, like, freaking Seth Green
or
something.
Oh, wow, you got a Steam box?
Yeah.
But it's not even going to be like that. It's going to be some chick with huge tits
it's
holding this.
It's
got to
be.
Hi, that's a Steam box.
Please don't sound like that when you sound like that.
Let's see. Yeah. For more details on the Steam machines are coming for what companies, it'll be coming out. But the companies we know about so far are Alienware, CyberPower PC, Falcon Northwest, Tiki, and many more.
If you know out there and you're listening and you know who this is marketed towards, please write in at Video Game Bang on Twitter because I have
I
no
think
idea.
I can think
kids
of
kids who still live with their parents.
What? Maybe. They can just get their parents to buy them a PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't always think of that either. Like, oh, it's the newest, coolest thing, Mom. We have to buy
it
for me.
The blind
you know what
Gabe
I mean?
Newell told me I needed it.
The and then it's like, where are they going to market? Are they going to market on TV? Do you think they're going to market on TV?
No.
When's the last PC thing that's been marketed on TV besides World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Exactly.
Diablo.
Well, that's a console as well, though. I mean, like, specifically PC. So, where are they getting their information then? Because if they're the little kids that are like, oh, I want the
from their corporate office, obviously, because their corporate office knows what's going on in the happening world.
They've got to. Or a GameStop when somebody's trying
to
push it
on. Can we not use that name? Like,
yeah,
place,
thank you.
Place that must
Game
not
Store.
Be named
okay, so
is
then,
what we refer to
from
it
Voldemort's
as.
Castle, apparently.
Yeah, please.
That's the only place
thank
I can
you.
Think of. Like, I don't know who this is for.
I could think of a few different markets because it'll be streamlined console style. I mean, I'm not saying these are good ones. I'm just saying these are people who would. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's mass market. I don't think it's going to be huge. But maybe people who don't want to mix their PC with gaming.
So they don't want to mix their porn with their...
Exactly.
They're retarded.
Yeah, it's dumb.
The other thing, too, is it is streamlined. Maybe she's right. Like, for kids who are really into gaming, but they... It'll... If they, like... Maybe not the Alienware, but like the ones Asus or
so
something, or
this is
Acer
what they,
makes
this is,
theirs.
This is what they have
they
to do.
They can still
then.
Get mods and stuff.
This is what they have to do then. They have to buy that console with that ugly controller, and then they have to figure out they hate that controller and go buy an actual console controller.
Buy an Xbox controller.
Mm-hmm. And then they see, why the hell didn't I just get an Xbox? And then they buy an Xbox, and then you have a $400 paperweight.
And this cycle continues for all corporations
that
making
might
each
still
other
be able
money.
To use porn.
That's terrible.
Bam. There you go.
If they put porn right on the Steam box, right when you buy it and open it up and you have the choice, Steam or your porn, then I'm buying the
I've
porn
I've had that
box.
Happen to me before.
Then it's just buying the porn box.
The
That's
you
what you're
porn
doing.
Box?
Yeah.
I was taking in some games at Voldemort's Castle. And
exactly.
There happened to be a porno DVD instead of a video game
it's
inside one
before.
Of the cases.
Was
it's
it
happened.
A dude
did
who
you
brought
test
it
in?
With it?
Mm-hmm.
What, did
no,
he like,
I didn't test
it. Was he like staring at you when you looked at it?
Like, oh, I'm like winking. You could just keep that. You just, like, I don't, this is nuts.
You own up to it. When you open it up and, you know, the...
Oh, how did that get in there?
Sorry, your porno's here.
I need that one back.
Here, I think you want this. Big booty hose 9.
Yeah, and then you grab it.
Backdoor sluts 9.
You grab it from me like...
Backdoor sluts 1-8. I'm never going to get
it. This is awesome. Scene 3 is awesome. You should check it out sometime, I promise you. Okay. And then you move along.
We're moving on to the bang bites. So for Larissa's sake, and maybe other people out there who are listening for the first time, that was news stories. Great job, Aaron. Did you come up with those stories yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you guys had another Skype call wanted to talk about.
I was at work today.
Oh, okay. You work?
I do.
Interesting. All right.
Well, you think she's a stay-at-home
mom? I know. What?
They're letting you guys work.
Stay-at-home dad? You gave me that look, so I wanted to make it gender neutral.
Stay-at-home person? Is that what you want to go?
I stay at home and play video games all day. No, I work.
Bang Bites is now, it's like the news, except condensed versions. And we don't always know the facts, but we're just going to rap on it. So first Bang Bite, Smite PC players can transfer purchases and progress to the Xbox One. I'm in.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm in.
It's like awesome. Like
We're in this age of technology where we should be really far. And
it just hit me what that means.
Yeah. If you bought it on the, and you have all your progress, your level and everything,
I
all your characters.
I love that Smite did that.
Bring finally.
It right over, yeah.
Is Smite still offering the $30 get
they
every
are.
Champion?
They okay. still are. Which
wow.
is
no, wait, what?
Yeah, they still are offering that $30 thing.
If you pay $30, you get every single champion.
I thought
how
it was
many
limited.
Champions are there?
A bunch.
I don't know. It's
and,
one
but,
a month.
But the thing is,
now.
For yeah. that $30 thing, you get every one that ever comes out in the future.
And ever will.
Yeah.
So donate $30 and I will buy all the champions.
Wow.
Ooh. You might have to work for that.
Just call Adam. He'll probably.
But I always love that model. I wish League would do something like that. I would be way
yeah.
more
yeah.
in that game.
Well, right. they have sales on champions a couple times a week where you can get a champion for like $2, $3.
On Tuesdays, right? Doesn't it rotate in and stuff?
Well, yeah. You get those are the free champs of the week, but then they have champions that go on sale.
Oh.
So instead of paying like $15 for a champ or whatever, you're actually paying like $2, $3.
Now all they need is
with
the game to be better.
I feel like I have all the champions I want.
You're such a hater. It's because he sucks.
I have no desire to get more League.
I don't either, yeah.
The control system's bad.
Whenever I...
What, League?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Who? And I set
that's
up...
A different, that's a big difference between Smite and League, I think. I think, and you're probably going to get upset because you're really into Smite, but I feel like when I'm playing Smite, I could pick any character and just jump into the game and do pretty decent.
Yeah.
But in League, if I choose a character I've never played before... Rape.
Yeah.
That's
ownage.
And you know why I'm fine with that? Destroyed. I'm not upset by that. That's fine. That's more inviting to other
isn't that,
players.
It is more inviting. It's more balanced.
Yeah. And
I don't know if it's more balanced because you have to master. It's, not, it's not that the characters in League are bad. You just have to master that
yes,
character.
Yes. Because it also gives you like a rating scale on the character screen. Like if you click on a certain character, it tells you the difficulty of learning this character.
They do that on Smite too.
And I mean, I only played like two characters on Smite, but both of them I was actually pretty good at, so...
But with League, I
Artemis. No, she was ISIS.
It's intimidating because each character feels like its own Christ. Game.
I only
in
play
League.
Females.
Like that if I want to dedicate to playing, it's like playing a whole new game. They got
a whole
different
like a whole new game.
I got to master this whole new style of playing. You can only go under the bushes at this time with this character. And
here's the thing: why would I have the same button that attacks be the same button that moves?
What are you talking about?
You click
yeah,
to move,
true.
And you click to attack,
because I
correct?
Try to yeah. attack somebody, yeah, and I'll end up moving closer to them.
You're using the left.
I'm like, I'm a freaking range
excuse
person.
Me? Where, okay, go ahead.
And then you're using the right.
No, you're not.
You use the right one to move and also to choose your target.
There you go. So, thank you.
But that's just, I mean, you really have to pay attention no, to what right. you're doing. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of thinking. Like certain
but that's
champions.
Just a basic attack.
Thumb.
Yeah.
Some champions are based on basic attacks,
like,
correct?
Yeah. Kalista uses
yes.
like her basic attack.
Chase them and stuff. I mean, I don't know. You,
give me that
bull
crap.
You're grasping at straws.
That's not grasping at straws. That is a very.
Aaron.
That is the game.
Aaron.
That is
you're
the
grasping
game.
At straws,
that's
sir.
100% the game.
I need you to.
No.
Calm down.
So when Smite,
Aaron, I need you
no,
to calm down.
No, it takes a lot of planning to work so, as a team and to do all the things
no, I,
that
yes,
each role has.
You're correct,
he's
but the,
very
it starts with the controls.
Right now,
it starts with the controls. So if I'm using a thumbstick to move and a trigger
using
to
his
attack,
condescending voice now,
then go. It's just like
if League was ASDF to move, I'd be fine.
I said that. I said that, and then you give me the mouse to attack and stuff too. I'd probably be a lot more
besides
enjoy. I have more enjoy.
Camera, that locks in. Or
you guys
whatever.
Go back well, in time.
Well, now they just came out with a semi-lock camera for League. That was the new...
Or unlock camera, I should
have said. No, it's a semi-lock. Like, you can move the camera around as much as you want within like a certain area, but your character will always be on the screen. So that's the semi-lock. Like if that. You don't like it completely unlocked or like completely me. Locked, you can still move the camera around with your character.
Go back in time and play Mario by clicking it to move. And tell me that you'll all still right, have
now you're
fun
really
with
grasping
it.
At straws.
That's not.
Those are the
straws. The one of the things that I didn't like about Smite was
nobody can combat.
It's over the shoulder, and so your depth perception
your
is off because when you use an ability and it goes down the line and you have to make it explode on your target, you can't really gauge where your target's at
they
too well.
They fixed that. They've actually not even fixed. It's already been there. They have this. They have the line on the ground if you want to put that as your targeting system, or you can have. That invisible, and then whenever you target with your reticle that's on the screen, it'll just tell you they're in sight. I don't use any of that stuff because I can pretty much gauge the attacks that
yeah,
I use. But
I saw that as kind of...
Yeah, you can set in your options to where it actually has like a ruler. Like, I see the pro players kind of use it sometimes, too.
Because I was not using that ruler at all.
They have that on the floor.
Yeah, Smite's like the kiddie pool of MOBAs. Let's move on.
No, it's not.
Everybody pees in the kiddie pool.
Is that how you win your arguments? Yep. You just get the last word?
He tries.
Change the subject.
He tries. Exactly.
I wouldn't even that's what call I mean. That a win.
Yeah, it was a win.
20 it's points.
Cowardly
Corey.
Run.
It was a win. And point number two, the giant again. Cuckoo hatches next Hyrule Warriors DLC.
Yeah.
You can play as a Boyd, a chicken in the Hyrule.
And also, you can also play as Ganon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're as desperate as Aaron Carter.
I thought they were going to put a bad guy pack for you to download. Like, you can get a whole bunch of different enemies.
That's what I thought, too, like boss pack. But when I searched up what you would put on there, as like the website, it said... that you could be the chicken and then you can step into Ganon's shoes. Like, that was all in the same paragraph. So I'm assuming it's going to be together.
They've introduced the little dude with the little elf hat already. So now
Tingle
they've added a chicken.
Tingle, you talking about?
Yeah, Tingle.
Oh, okay.
Tingle.
They're really getting...
No, they're just going into the lore of
it's like
Legend of Zelda. That's what they got.
Dragon Ball Z.
I don't know. There's a lot more characters
games,
in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, no, but now they're scraping... The bottom of the freaking sand.
I will agree that they're pretty much done with the Dragon Ball Z games.
Oh
you gotta be God. You gotta be finished with it by now.
They never will.
And there's gonna be a movie coming out now too. Actually.
Yeah, I saw that there's gonna be a new
and they're
movie.
Just using an old enemy, bringing
and
him
now
back.
He's gold.
Yeah, Frieza again. It's Frieza again.
And he's gonna
and
have the same attacks.
And he has gold.
The same
yeah.
screams.
He's gonna level
throw
up
some
three
shit.
Times.
Yeah. Cry. Get killed. Probably kill one of the heroes. He'll get
Krillin. Krillin
with
will
a
die.
A dragon ball. A
again.
Dragon's testicle.
Zinzu bean.
Because these people like to touch the dragon's eight testicles. Make a wish.
It'll be
the show is stupid.
It'll be good.
Wow.
It'll be good.
Children were raped in the mind.
Wow.
Jeez.
The good Japanese.
Lord. All right. We're going to move on to Bang Bite number three. Sony's Project Morpheus arrives in the first half of 2016.
I like Project Neo better.
So I saw the picture clips of what it looks like and... And then I read some of the stuff on it and decided that I would not buy that.
So like throw it over your face like a
well, no,
visor
because
or something?
The way I imagine our new virtual reality would be more like Sword Art Online. So we lay down in our bed comfortably, put on the goggles, and bam, we're in that world.
And
then our
die
mind...
whenever you're inside that world.
Yeah, no, that
and then never come out.
Like
yeah.
Get the
you play World of Warcraft and you just live there.
Yeah, pretty much.
People would never see Larissa again.
That's where I want
to
be.
People would literally just go out of their way to try to kill you, just to kill you in real life. That's what they would do. If that was a thing. That's why it should never be a thing.
Well, the real life to...
Without the concept of you're going to die in the game, you're going to die in real life. I just mean, like, you can sit... Jesus. You can lay down comfortably in your bed and you connect to Skynet.
And she's like,
know,
all you
got to
do
with
is
just
get an
your brain.
IV. You just get an IV and they feed you your food.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it'll be awesome.
You have an in-home nurse, like, take care of you while you're in the
That's
virtual
terrible.
World.
That sounds...
You know, like, no, not only do you lose weight... You're playing a fun game.
And muscle mass. Like, you just...
Your body's malnourished.
Yeah. You come out of it after a like month or so and Christian you can't walk Bale anymore.
The mechanist or...
What,
the
they have those boots that massage your, you know,
That's
your
terrible.
Legs while
astronaut
you're
stuff.
In
NASA.
Your bed.
This
yeah.
is digging
NASA
way
stuff.
Too deep into this being lazy playing video game thing. Like, that's terrible.
It's brilliant.
What do you think, Aaron? We didn't actually get to try the Morpheus, but we tried...
Oculus Rift.
Oculus. Yes. Any interest in having one of these in your house yet?
No. Not unless they just do, like I said, with the sports event. I'd love to sit at a sports event with the thing and be able to be like sideline seats and I'm looking at the game live.
You're more excited for that kind of stuff than the game?
Than games, yeah.
Even after that wonderful experience we had in that
whimsical
world?
It literally is cool, but you know I'm a co-op player, so...
It's just the Kinect.
But what about when the both of us could be in there, like, exploring through headsets? Like, you can do that co-op. They're not saying that won't ever happen.
I don't think it's perfected yet. I don't think they've got it down to where...
It's baby steps.
It's an actual mechanic in the game where I'm going to enjoy. They have it to where it's a good museum for me to walk through and look around and stuff. That's cool. And I liked how the particles, you know, you can look and makes it look like there's energy coming all around you, but... I don't think that's going to be something that's going to sit down for hours. Like,
you know what would be put to good use for that? You can use those goggles to tour places you'd never seen safely. So if you're like an elderly person and you can't travel the world anymore, you can put on these goggles and actually view this place for yourself. So we don't have the money to go to New Zealand. Let's fucking put on the goggles and boom, we're there.
The Gaza Strip. You want to be in the war zone in Africa? You can look around. Don't have to worry about bullets hitting you.
Secret ISIS headquarters?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like a...
Witness a live beheading?
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
That's
no.
terrible.
Visit
That's
the human terrible. Trafficking ring in Sacramento.
Or just go there yourself.
Aaron could just go to Richards Boulevard over there exactly. and check it out himself. Richards. Let's see. Sony announces 20.2 million PlayStation 4 consoles sold. I think they're just making numbers up.
Really? They just said, we sold like, 20 what, million
what's
consoles.
What's an impressive number, guys?
So, yeah. Well, in 2013, Xbox One had sold around 3 million, and then Sony had sold like 4.2 million. And, I mean, Sony came out like a week earlier than Xbox, but, I mean, that doesn't... It's because it was cheaper, I think.
Why?
But those numbers sound...
Why?
I would believe those numbers, or at least near those.
Why are people buying these things?
Because it's all
I'm
about
a console
that,
gamer. I understand the need to have a console in your home. But right now...
Dude, you gotta play the Order.
It's the new hotness.
That's all it is. That's what these 20 million are.
You know why? Because that's why I bought my Xbox One.
Exactly. And then you find yourself...
Do you have buyer's remorse?
Do I? No, because it's... plays my Netflix.
Yeah, I was going to say mine plays Netflix.
Your phone plays your Netflix.
I just recently found that out, Aaron.
Oh my God.
Really?
No. I just finally did it.
They have apps for everything.
I played a couple games. I wanted to play the Dead Rising on launch, which I haven't beat. Should go back to that. But besides the point.
Self-reflect.
But yeah, no, it's... That's why I bought it. Like,
never hugged me much.
Constantly going back and forth between buying a Vita and a PS4.
Do not buy a Vita.
No.
Do not buy a Vita.
As your friend.
Like I wanted to.
Oh, my as God. Friend, that, you know what that is? You. That's a casual gamer talking right there.
It is.
That's exactly what a casual gamer would say.
To play it.
No, it isn't. Yeah. That's a casual gamer who just said, should I buy one of these Vitas?
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's good. I should.
It's a good 5 years old.
That console had a lot of potential.
Had a lot of potential.
Yeah, I mean, the videos, the graphics with the gameplay and everything
you know who
they
else?
Did. They or everything they could have done.
I want to know where you're going with this.
They didn't come out with the near amount of games and stuff that they could have had for that. All the stuff they could have done with the Vita, they just, like, it wasn't there.
But that was the reason I wanted to get it, because it was the new hotness.
The Vita is literally...
Now it's old and busted.
It's old and busted.
The Vita is literally Derrick Rose. That's had so much potential.
I don't understand that reference.
And
RG3? Man.
The same thing. Like, have you seen that joke? Like, if RG3 and Derrick Rose had a race, who would blow their knee out first?
No, like, what's the answer?
I don't know. They both would probably drop
there's
at the
a punchline.
No.
That's terrible.
Just that is the punchline. They both have bad knees. It's terrible. Don't buy a Vita.
That's gone.
That is a...
That's not even...
You know who else wanted to buy a Vita? Pushan wanted to buy a Vita.
Ooh.
And that's right.
Wait, what's wrong with that? I like
because
that
he's Pushan a casual...
Pushan goes back and forth buying
stuff.
He's a casual...
He'll buy stuff and then he'll just, you know...
It'll sit there,
yeah.
Yeah, like I think he has an Xbox One and it's...
Nothing, yeah.
I've seen him streaming Halo once, but... All right, we'll move on to...
He got to play a match? It's incredible.
Wow.
Ouch.
So that's an achievement right there.
Achievement unlocked. A Barth Amiibo returns to stores in April.
Apparently.
A Barth?
People were Barth. Buying those up like hotcakes.
Yeah, a lot of Amiibos, like the Sheik and stuff like that, it was pretty much reserve only, and then the reserves closed down completely. We had no extras, and we didn't even get enough to provide for the reserves that we had.
Were people pissed?
Yeah, yes. You think?
I don't know. Now they got to go to eBay to buy them.
Well, no, I mean, we're back ordering everything, so we're just waiting for the shipments to still come in, and we have people on the list that we call, like, first come, first reserve was first served, so we go down the list and call the people when we get the Amiibos. It's one of those.
Is this at Lord, like, Voldemort's house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of those collectible things that I never really understood. Like, I couldn't go out and just buy that.
And I've seen just Jada.
You could just order the ones from Japan. Well, and
I just look at it on the internet once in a while.
What, Jada?
No, the freaking Amiibos. Okay. The hell would I look at?
Well, Jada has, like, them all and came over and we were showing me what they do, actually. And I was like, why?
Because it's a little collectible. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why you get it.
I didn't.
It's the same reason you have the Transformers.
Yeah, all that crap up there on your top. That's Amiibos. Literally, those are Amiibos. I have two things, Corey. I have the Vault Boy and Sam Jackson. That's the only two little bobbly head things I have in my whole room.
I have Vault Boy, too.
Booyah.
I have a Batman statue. What up?
Well, I'm waiting on some Batarang action.
I have the Elder Scrolls collector's statue.
Dragon?
Yeah.
That thing's actually pretty sweet.
That is actually, yeah. You can kill a man with that thing.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen. Worked at Northgate.
Yeah, I can't keep track of which Amiibos are hot and which ones are not, because I go to the store and I see them all the time, but I'm like, oh, should I buy one and then sell it for $80? But I don't get it.
I almost did that with the Skylanders.
King DDD was pretty popular. Sheik.
Was pretty chic.
Yeah.
Aha.
I mean, Link. That's so, I mean, those bad ones, of course, are always.
When you get the ostrich laugh. The That's terrible.
Blizzard. Sorry.
The one thing that you would want to buy and resell would be, like, the limited edition DSs. So, like, the Monster Hunter, you know, like the limited edition DSs that they had come out with recently. Those ones, some guy at our store constantly reserves and buys those. And he sells it online, $900.
What?
Because once they're gone, right?
Yeah, like, once they're gone, they're gone. That's
like
it.
Like
so.
Legend of Zelda?
Yeah.
Limited edition?
Yeah.
What about the Luigi one I got?
Nobody
likes
the
Luigi?
Just in the corner. Little, if he's doing the death stare on it?
Yeah, if he had the death stare, I was going to say, if he had the death stare on there, you'd probably get a pretty
good one. I got mine during the Year of Luigi just because it came with the Dream Team game, and that was actually really fun.
I want to buy the new 3DS.
I want
the C-Stick.
That's, I don't know.
The only reason is because I know they're going to have
games
for
that
it.
Were
it sounds
bullshit. C-Stick only compatible.
Yeah, why would they do that?
To get your money?
Money. It's all about the moolah.
Yeah. I thought Nintendo generally was interested in my well-being.
They don't care.
Yeah, they were. And then they started losing money, and you made fun of them for it. And so they were like, the fuck are you, Corey?
Fuck you the hell.
And then they...
Now we have DLC for all of our games.
For all of our games.
Let's see. The new Avengers 2 trailer. Yes, I did see this, Aaron. What did you think?
I think you skipped one.
Because I saw Avengers 2. Aaron, they don't know. The people don't know. Have you not realized this? They cannot see our notes.
The Avengers 2 trailer, everybody, was very interesting. I don't kind of dig that they look like they were trying to make the Hulk and Scarlet Jo.
Oh, that was for that little quick second. Maybe she was playing him.
Gross.
Yeah, it is pretty.
How is that gross?
You don't like giant green dick?
No, not.
She said, "Not gonna comment."
I should have known.
Not
that's the
unless
first place
it's battery operated.
Wow! And the viewers right. went
from 3 to 3,000. That's what that went to. But anyway, I watched it. I mean, I liked it. It's gonna be cool. Cap gets punched in the face by Quicksilver.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Pretty sucker punched, which was. Awesome.
How are they going to deal with Quicksilver in that movie? I was thinking.
Throw a box of marbles on the ground?
If that happens...
Then he's going to play that Scooby-Doo.
It's going to be Iron Man. I got this. Weapons. And it's just marbles coming out of his suit.
You see that noise it makes when Scooby-Doo's just running in midair before he actually starts taking off?
You see more of the fight between Hulkbuster and Hulk.
A little bit. Yeah.
A little more skyscraper smashing. You actually get to see why everybody's been speculating about Hulk being controlled from Scarlet Witch. When
from
she's
Scarlet
like,
Joe.
Yeah, she's trying to... Scarlet on Scarlet. That's crazy,
Scarlet
right?
on Scarlet.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good porno.
Mm-hmm.
And
Missing
I don't know. It, with everything that goes on, it kind
of
seems...
Savannah smiles.
It kind of feels like, why is Hawkeye there?
Yeah, he's totally...
like, someone's
got
to shoot
arrows. Yeah, somebody's got to shoot the arrows, right.
Especially
yeah.
now if Scarjo is going to be with Hulk in the movie.
Yeah. I don't
we don't know that for sure.
It isn't for sure, yes. He is right. It isn't
they
for
could
sure.
have a connection like they did in the first one.
They're finally going to give a Marvel
But did they have a connection?
Kind of, because they were kind of like, I felt like they were alluding to it, because when she went to go find him, they were just talking, and then
her job.
When they fall.
Oh, and remember
And
that.
She's like, you know, she's like trying to make sure he's all right and take care of him. And then he snaps and tries to kill
him. There's that fight scene, too, where the Hulk's going nuts and then he looks at her like, but then he starts going after her.
When?
The one on the helicarrier.
I could have swore. Okay, so the first one you're talking about, it was her job. She was trying to find him.
Okay, yeah, but I get
then
that.
Then the second time when they're falling, it didn't look, to me, it felt like, I don't want this Hulk to kill me. Calm the hell down. It didn't look like, I care about you. Calm down. No, this looks like...
Just like a man.
He will snap my neck.
Mm-hmm. Overlooking the subtle signals.
I'm sorry.
Amen, girl.
He will snap her neck instantly. Okay, so then why'd she run? Why didn't she just stop? Because in every other medium where the girl is interested in Hulk, but she stands and she's like, stop, Hulk. And
so
then Hulk stops.
Now, in this one...
She books it down a damn hallway.
In this one...
And he's like, I will kill you, woman. Like,
in this one, they put their hands next to each other.
Yeah, so I think
now they're more of friends.
I think they've made it like that.
We're going to get a Beauty and the Beast.
I think they were just alluding to it like Marvel always alludes to all their
shit. So if you're into bestiality, watch the new Marvel movie.
Bam!
And Hulk
You heard
dick.
It here first, apparently.
Yeah. Yep. And what'd you say?
He said Hulk dick.
Hulk dick. If you didn't get enough of the giant blue penis in Watchmen.
You're going to love this.
You're
going
to like the giant green penis. That gets bigger the more you hit him. It's 50 Shades of Hulk.
That's terrible.
They did and then Vision at the very end.
Yeah, that was too much of a small tease. I wanted
showed
more.
His eye.
Yeah,
like,
I wanted more.
I don't understand. EMPs don't exist?
Right? In this world, in this universe, no.
That better be the first thing they try.
And if it isn't,
Then it's like this movie's fake.
Because then what's Iron Man going to do? Is Wood Man all of a sudden? Is he going to come clanging out with freaking wood?
This is Marvel in the caveman days.
Exactly. Rock suit and all that type of stuff? No.
Let's see.
A Mineral Man.
Blizzard to allow players to buy World of Warcraft gold with real money.
So now they're finally doing this. After I've never bought gold.
You stole
it. No, she strips for it.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Anyways, all of these other websites were selling, you know, want to buy gold, buy this. And then, so you buy the gold, use PayPal safely, and then you meet them on World of Warcraft and they give you the money. I think that they're
That seems really shady.
I think they're just trying to stop that because those people that are giving the gold are the people who bought accounts. Those are the people that hack accounts and then bought the accounts to farm the gold and then sell it through the website back to the WoW players.
When is WoW going free to play?
Fucking, I hope soon. God damn it.
Because, like, everything is free to play now, MMOs.
Why? When they don't have to.
That's true. That's 100% true.
Aside from that, the game is so... You can get a mount at, like, level 10 now.
It's so stupid.
You remember when we would work so hard just to hit like 50, just to be there with all the big people and
how many times we there?
And then it's like, now we need gold to buy this shit.
Yeah,
how long?
5,000.
Freaking use Aspect of the Cheetah to run across a damn continent.
Yes, and it took forever. Yeah. Oh my god, does somebody have a warlock, please?
Exactly,
we need a warlock.
Those were the hard days.
Yeah,
that's why I was a damn photographer in the damn game. It's never got to play the actual.
The struggle is real.
It for real.
We got some good pictures, man. I wish you would have kept those.
I don't even know where that computer's at.
Let's see. Elite Dangerous headed to Xbox One in 2015.
More of that freaking PC and console love showing people.
So is that one going to be another cross-platform?
I don't know. They didn't say in the article, but the Elite Dangerous is a PC. You know, right now exclusive, so.
Yeah, I don't see it in the notes here, but did you see Microsoft's finally cashing in on that Battletoads purchase?
Yeah, I saw that.
They're mixing it with Shovel Knight.
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think?
Was it Shovel Knight meets Battletoads?
Basically, yeah.
I actually found a copy of Battletoads at a yard sale.
Did you buy that shit?
I did.
Hell yeah.
Did you play it?
I no longer have. I let my buddy borrow the console.
And he ran away.
He sailed off into the sunset.
He was never seen
again.
I sold it for a whole
$4. Took my gold and Warcraft.
I still have all the games and stuff. Nah. But he ended up moving away.
He's on a dirigible. That's smoking the long stick and
the penguin.
Eat it, Larissa.
It wasn't any of the games, just the console.
All right. Warner Brothers CEO says DC films are edgier than Marvel. All right.
Because they're incorporating porn now?
Because there's like two of them, maybe.
Is that the only saving grace he has? When they're all sitting around a table and like, man, we're losing fucking money. Nobody's watching our shit, but we're edgier than Marvel.
Yeah.
That's how because we show half edgy. The boob.
That counts for something. We showed under boob.
Yeah. But Marvel's like, but we got a green dick.
That will smash your whole Justice League. Just land on the box office right when you guys open. Hulk smash, everybody.
Hulk does smash. Liam Hemsworth, Jeff Goldblum, Jesse Usher set for Independence Day 2.
Because they couldn't get Will Smith.
Why not?
Because he cost an arm and a leg now. He's high echelon of actor, so if they wanted to get him.
Yeah, he still made After Earth.
Yeah, nonetheless, but he still, you have to pay him a lot. Paid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about it.
You
like,
can't go back and like take one for the team.
They're good actors. They're not bad. They're not bad actors.
I've never even heard of Jesse Usher.
I've never heard of Jesse Usher either. Liam Hemsworth, Jeff Goldblum.
Hope it's a little
Goldblum
black
was doing what? Last thing I've seen Goldblum do was Law and Order. Not SVU. He was more of the... Well, I mean, that's the same thing.
Clunk, clunk.
Yeah.
Then my clunk, clunk stance.
But, yeah. So, we'll see. More aliens, I guess.
More Welcome to Earth.
No Welcome to Earth in this one, which is going to suck.
We'll maybe he make slaves. A cameo. Maybe he'll make a cameo. We'll be slaves and raped.
Wow, good lord.
Wow.
Glad you're not directing this movie. Jeez.
He's like, yeah, there's only 2 minutes left in the show. Everything's going to get raped.
Since we're done with everything, let's give a special, special happy birthday to Mr. Gerald Ocon, everybody.
Hey! Happy birthday! Opa!
His birthday is today, but he'll probably hear this like tomorrow or something.
All right.
Yeah.
Opa.
Because he's out partying, right?
No.
Oh.
Good shout out.
Father of two.
Husband of one.
Husband of one, yeah.
Unfortunately.
And,
you can't party?
He's probably going to chill, play a little games.
Well, I'll eat some cake on your behalf.
There it is,
there
Gerald.
There it is.
You that's got somebody true. Eating cake for you.
The VGB gift to you. It's Larissa eating cake.
Yeah, there it is.
We should get that on video.
Yep.
I was going to say, maybe you have to do
it's
that.
Not as pretty as you guys are all thinking.
Yeah.
It's more like, stuff in her mouth full of
it's like
cupcakes.
the Matilda skit where the kid has my forced God. Teeth chocolate cake.
That, I can't watch that because that looks like it hurts him physically. Like his stomach is going to explode.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show this week. For Aaron, Steven, Larissa, and myself, we will see you this weekend for another episode of Video Game Bang Live on Twitch. We're looking forward to it. Larissa, thank you for being on the show. Thank you, Aaron. Did I already say all that?
Smegma.
What did you say?
Let me bang,
I do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang. I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.